Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The weekly podcast where we explore our daily anomalies, bringing to life short stories by fantastic writers never heard in audio format. A weekly mini audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. This week we have a story by Jennifer Sartori-Hoost, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is Kids Are the Worst Roommates Ever, and You Can't Even Kick Them Out. No one wants a roommate, not really anyway. Roommates are something you have as a necessity, usually financial reasons. And everyone knows you try to avoid living with people you don't know like really well because it's too risky and you don't know what you will get. They could turn out to be a serial killer or something. But when you have kids, you get a roommate, or a bunch of roommates, God help you, who you have never met and with whom you have no idea what it will be like to live. Spoiler alert, these serial killers are not easy to live with for many, many reasons. Here are just a few. They never pay rent. Doesn't matter if they are 2 years old or 22 years old, chances are you are not getting a penny out of them. They are always broke and always asking to borrow money, and you are never getting that money back. They take over the whole place. From the moment they move in, their shit is everywhere. Everywhere. And they have a ton of stuff, too. It is never just confined to their room. It's on the floor, the counters, in the kitchen, the living room, the bathroom. It does not matter what system you agree upon or how many containers you buy. They might promise to do a better job of keeping their stuff together, but they won't. They keep you up at night. Sure, it's 2 a.m., but they are thirsty or hungry, or they are convinced there is someone in their room or in the house. They have no job, so hours don't matter to them. They will just take a nap tomorrow, say mid-morning. You won't. You will be at work, or just have to be awake because it is frowned upon to not monitor them closely. It isn't just infants, either. We know babies will keep us up all night. No parent has ever heard otherwise. But somehow we foolishly think that this will end at some point, that they will grow out of it. But they don't. Toddlers are just as bad, and at this fun stage, not only do they wake you, but they want to climb into your bed with you. They will then engage in acrobatics that defy all scientific properties and always results in a foot somewhere in or near your face. It doesn't end there. You might get a reprieve for a couple years somewhere along the way, if you only have one kid, that is. But most of us decide the more the merrier and have another one. So by the time you might start getting that reprieve, you are back in the infant and or toddler stage with the other. And then, teenagers. If teens are not keeping you up by revisiting their nocturnal routine from infancy by making a snack in the kitchen with six of their friends at 3 a.m., then chances are they are out, and you have to wait up for them to get home. They are always late, and they always have a really good reason. That's okay. You didn't need to sleep anyway. You can sleep when you're dead. They need a ride. Yep, you guessed it. They don't have a car. They always need a ride wherever they are going. But that's okay. It is on your way. Another fun aspect of this is that while giving them said ride, they will trash your car. They always seem to need a snack for the trip and will manage to get whatever they are eating in the little nooks and crannies of every crevice of the seat. Or it's sticky. Also, you may not live within 500 miles of a beach, but somehow there is sand. Everywhere. They eat all your food. They may be small, but do they ever have an appetite? They are constantly needing to eat. You're cooking, so yeah, they love some. They will just have whatever you are having. Except that they won't because they hate it. Since yesterday. An obscene amount of chicken nuggets and macaroni and cheese will be consumed. As teens, they will suddenly eat literally whatever is in the house and then leave the empty boxes in the freezer and pantry. You are now on the empty box diet plan. You are hungry and go to get something, but surprise, there's no food in there, so you just skipped a meal. Congratulations, you weren't really all that hungry anyway. They hog the TV. Somehow, despite not contributing a dime to the cable bill, yep, you pay that too, you are watching what they want to watch all the time. Disney, Nickelodeon, Peppa the Pig, Blaze. Don't think for one second that Costco isn't totally fucking with your head when they have every crystal clear 4K display TV showing Frozen or Kung Fu Panda as you shop. You easily part with $3,000 because if you have to watch that shit 16 times a day for 365 days, why not have it look really good? You might get to watch one of your shows or an actual movie on it. Someday. But we love them, and we can't kick them out. Aside from the sleep deprivation, financial ruin, trash car, and total disregard for your space and time, we just can't help but love them. So much so that, supposedly, when we are blissfully free of them, we then suffer from empty nest syndrome. Maybe so. I'm not there yet. But when I get there, that is going to be one very clean nest and car. Someday. Thanks so much for listening. If you like this story or my podcast, please share and let me know. And if you want to hear multiple stories like this multiple times per week, please become my podcast patron. Just click the link on my Podbean page.